the world's economies run on their supply chains. Understanding them is the key to keeping global products moving. Welcome to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane, a series of business podcasts co-produced by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. In this initial series of episodes, we explore the current state of logistics. Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is sponsored by HERE Technologies. Accelerate your business with spatial intelligence. Today's episode focuses on warehousing. Here is your moderator, Supply Chain Quarterly's managing editor, Diane Rand.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is John Boyd Jr., principal at consultancy, The Boyd Company. John, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Diane. It's great to be with you.
So the demand for warehousing space has increased dramatically over the past few years. Is the industry on pace to have another record year in 2022, or has the demand cooled a bit?
I see no cooling off in this warehousing market in 2022. I expect it to remain the hottest sector in the U.S. commercial real estate industry, coast to coast. Leasing activity set an all-time record last year with almost 900 million square feet. That's a 25% increase compared to 2020. I see this record pace continuing throughout the year. As for vacancy rates, the national warehousing vacancy rate is at 3.6%. That's an all-time record low. In some red-hot markets like Savannah and in California's Inland Empire, vacancy rates are below 1%. That's a hard-to-believe number, but it's accurate. As far as lease rates, the hyper-aggressive competition for warehousing space with such limited inventory is driving rents upward. The U.S. average for warehousing space now is $6.85 a square foot. That's up 7% from last year. I expect rising rents to continue throughout the year to the tune of 7 to 10% across most U.S. markets. And we expect the strongest rent increases to be in the Northeast U.S. and Western U.S.
That's just amazing. So as we ease into a post-pandemic world, do you see e-commerce as the key driver to increased warehousing demand, or are there other factors at play?
E-commerce is still the big gorilla in the room and will continue to be a key driver behind warehousing demand over the course of the year. Revenue from retail e-commerce in the U.S. was estimated at nearly $800 billion last year. It's forecasted to increase to $1.3 trillion by 2025. But Diane, e-commerce is not the only driver. Other major drivers we are seeing are coming from the pharmaceutical industry, cold storage, general retail, and the food and beverage industry. We're also seeing companies take more inventory in response to the supply chain crisis. The pandemic and the much publicized supply chain bottlenecks have really underscored the importance for companies to hold extra inventory, not overly rely on short-term contracts, and for having, you know, multiple and alternative supply sources. Companies are shifting away from a long-standing policy of just-in-time delivery to just-in-case. That's a strategy that many of our clients are utilizing. And it's a strategy that requires greater amounts of warehousing space to hedge against unforeseen hiccups in the supply chain. And the last point on this is reshoring. The reshoring of manufacturing projects, especially from China, is another driver here for more warehousing demand. Companies now realize the hidden costs and risks associated with overextended global supply chains. Just in the past several weeks, we've seen a number of huge manufacturing projects announced in the U.S., like Intel, their $20 billion new semiconductor plant in Columbus, Toyota in Greensboro, Ford in Memphis, Rivian in suburban Atlanta, Samsung in suburban Austin, off the SH-130 corridor in suburban Austin, Texas. Many of these projects would have likely gone offshore prior to the pandemic and prior to this new spotlight on the risks and hidden costs with overextended global supply chains.
So I know your coworker, who also happens to be your father, wrote an article for us last year. And in his piece, he spoke about the new trend in warehousing construction, multi-story warehouses in urban settings. Do you expect this to also be a trend to continue as companies continue to look for a quick and efficient way to fulfill last mile deliveries?
We do. And it's important to remember that You know, urban warehouses are an established norm in most parts of the world. It's a routine part of the warehouse process design in Europe and in Asia, where land is really at a premium. We're seeing this trend in major cities like New York, Atlanta, LA, San Francisco, where the online shopping surge has pushed last mile facilities into urban centers next to offices, residential areas, not far from your favorite restaurant or coffee shop. So the challenge really for these new urban warehouses is to effectively integrate into the city environment and avoid the political and anti-growth, not in my backyard, backlash. Okay, there are a lot of concerns, a lot of legitimate concerns about traffic congestion, noise, CO2 emissions associated with the urban warehouse. There's an anti-growth political movement today. You have rosters of candidates running in local elections on a platform of stop the warehouses. And we're seeing this play out in places like New Jersey and in Chicago with respect to controversial urban warehouses and golf courses being repurposed into warehouses. My old golf course, actually, your country club in central New Jersey, is now becoming the poster child for this debate, as that golf course is being repurposed into a 1 million square foot distribution center.
So lastly, how is the labor market these days for warehousing? Have incentives worked to attract more workers, or are labor shortages still causing challenges in the warehouse sector?
Labor, particularly supply of labor, mm-hmm. Labor costs and skill sets, along with labor management, are a critical part of the warehouse site selection process. Warehousing, like the hospitality and retail industries, have been especially hard hit by labor shortages brought about by the pandemic and the so-called Great Resignation. I mean, your drivers here are inflation, lingering concerns about COVID and mandatory testing, the effects of extended government benefits, along with some other reasons. People are finding it, you know, less desirable to commute to work. So many of our clients in the distribution sector are offering, you know, new perks and benefits like same-day hiring. They're offering generous hiring and referral bonuses, childcare benefits, transit services, and other types of performance awards. The other impact that the Great Resignation and the labor shortages have had, it's really encouraging companies to invest in automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence to reduce increased payroll costs and deal with the labor shortages brought forth by the Great Resignation.
Companies, if they had, you know, automation plans or things in the works before the pandemic hit, have they kind of fast-forwarded that digitization due to labor issues these past few years?
Absolutely. We're seeing a major momentum with automation, artificial intelligence, and robotics. And that's why, you know, the presence of a technical college in a market that specializes in robotics and artificial intelligence really is a major site selection asset in the effort to attract these huge, you know, million square foot warehouses.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how the warehousing sector trends, you know, escalate over the course of this year. So thanks, John. I really, really appreciate it. It'll be when we get to our state of logistics issue this summer, I'm sure so much is just going to even change in the next, you know, 4 to 6 months. So we do appreciate a little heads up as we head into the year.
Wonderful. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. Today, we've been talking with John Boyd Jr., principal at consultancy The Boyd Company, and this has been Supply Chain in the Fast Lane.
Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is a co-production of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. This episode has been brought to you by Here Technologies. Accelerate your business with spatial intelligence. We encourage you to subscribe to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane wherever you get your podcasts.